4-5.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and you download our app, or you go to the Apple or Google store and download our app, or you sit in a chair and you simply say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state attacking the integrity of our elections, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw, the only stations, stand up for our elections and our democracy. Very strong and very clear. Okay, well, I want to talk about the Supreme Court appointment coming up. A lot of developments. Justice Breyer gave an address along with Joe Biden. And here's what he said. He said, I will retire. It's a conditional retirement. If my successor is nominated and confirmed by the end of this term, the Supreme Court term. What does that mean? The Supreme Court term ends July 1. July 1, the justices, they take 2 months off, July and August, come back in September. Any case that is not decided and an opinion issued by July 1 gets thrown over into the fall. There are a few exceptions. If an opinion is already written, you know, proofread, maybe copy edited, and there are still some final publication things before they issue it, it can come out a few days into July, even by the end of July, but it will have been decided and the opinion written before July 1. July 1 is the magic date, the drop-dead date. What Breyer has said is, I will retire if my successor is nominated and confirmed by July 1. But if my successor is not nominated, or if nominated and not confirmed by July 1, all bets are off. I'm not going anywhere. The idea is that if Moscow Mitch and the Republicans find a way to screw this up, I'm staying here. And, you know, some justices have lived into their late 80s or 90s. He's 83. So Moscow Mitch is not going to get much by trying to screw this thing up, because Breyer will just stay around. This is unlike Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who should have retired several years before she died, let Obama appoint her successor. And one of the things she said was, and this is a bad thing, she said, well, why would I do that? Obama will appoint someone who's more moderate. Why should I have a moderate succeed me? That is flat out ridiculous. Instead of a moderate succeeding her, Amy Coney Barrett succeeded her. That kind of vanity and pride hurt the court, hurt the country. Breyer is not doing that. But as a precaution, he's doing something good. There's a conditional retirement. If these people can nominate and confirm someone, I'm out of here by July 1. If they can't, I'm around. I'm around for a good long time. Now let's burrow down a little deeper in what could go wrong. In other words, let's say that we had a overwhelming majority of Democrats, or that this was like in the olden days where you had moderate Republicans and people were in good faith and they didn't screw around. This would be a no-brainer. But we have 50 votes. If you include Manchin and Sinema, they have 50 votes. If all 50 of them vote against the nominee, and they may, Kamala Harris comes in and breaks the tie, and the nominee's confirmed, right? Yes and no. What do I mean by yes and no? It used to be you needed 60 votes to confirm a Supreme Court nominee. The filibuster applied. Moscow Mitch ditched that when Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett came up. So we're ditching it too. And now it only requires 51 votes. And our 51st vote is Kamala Harris. But here is the rub. Now think about this long and hard. Moscow Mitch is a sly dog. He's badly injured the country, broken down old crow. But he knows the Senate rules. And here is the plain, sad fact. We only have 50 senators and they have 50 senators. So then the question becomes, how are the committees set up? Moscow Mitch and Schumer struck a deal where there are equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats on the committee, including the Judiciary Committee, that has to refer this nomination out for a vote. The chairman of the committees are all Democrats, but they're equal numbers. So if there's 14 people, it's 7-7, 18 people, it's 9-9. And what happens if all Republicans, and Lindsey Graham is on that committee, the Judiciary Committee, vote not to refer this nominee out on the floor, and all Democrats vote to refer the nominee out on the floor? What happens? I'll tell you what happens. Schumer, as majority leader, can put it to a vote anyway. But that requires 60 votes, that the filibuster kicks back in. In other words, the filibuster does not kick in for Supreme Court nominees who are referred out of committee for a vote. But the filibuster does kick back in for judicial nominees who are tied in the committee, and the majority leader just puts it out for a vote. That's what the parliamentarian will rule. If that happens, we need 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris to override that weird little wrinkle of the filibuster for this nominee. But what if Manchin Sinema won't do that? What if Manchin, or especially Sinema, say, no, I'm opposed to getting rid of the filibuster? And you can say, well, this isn't the filibuster. There's no filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. This is a quirk of Moscow Mitch instructing all the Republicans on the committee to not refer it out. And so Schumer put it up for a vote. So there's no filibuster. And she says, well, it requires 60 votes. The parliamentarian said so. I will not vote to overrule the parliamentarian. Parliamentarian can be overruled by majority vote. Doesn't require 60 votes. Why would she do that? She has gotten very weird. There's a guy named Ruben Gallego down there, a good Democratic congressman, very good guy, former Marine, who's being asked to run against her in a primary. She has been censured by the Arizona Democratic Party. AOC, Cortacio Cortez, has said she will support Ruben Gallego against Sinema in a primary. Sinema, like all people, is vain, is proud, wants to hang on to power, has realized that she has lost the Democratic base. In one sneaky way, she can continue to hurt Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Is to say, I said I won't eliminate the filibuster. And even though Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments, because this didn't get voted out of committee by a majority, only went out on a tie, and Schumer invoked his powers as majority leader to muscle it onto the floor, that does require 60 votes. Do not discount the possibility of that. Do not discount the possibility of that. There are some antidotes. Lindsey Graham, Wormwood, little Lindsey Graham, is on the Judiciary Committee. One of the potential nominees, Michelle Childs, is from South Carolina. She's a protege of Jim Clyburn. Jim Clyburn's talked to Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham supported her for a district court judgeship. She's now up for a court of appeals judgeship. If she were put up for the Supreme Court, she'd skip that. Unlike everybody else except Amy Comey Barrett on the Supreme Court who went to Harvard or Yale, undergrad or law school, the fact of the matter is that, like Amy Comey Barrett, who did not, Michelle Childs went to a university in Florida, undergrad, University of South Carolina, to law school. She's smart, very smart, and a good common sense individual, and she's not going to get a puffed head. Maybe Lindsey Graham votes in committee to let her out. And if he does, then it goes out on the floor for simple majority. And unless Sinema sticks it to us on the floor, which would, I mean, at some point, enough's enough, we can get her through. I have a feeling that Biden is going to be talking to Sinema and Manchin. There's obviously poisoned relationships between Sinema and the Democratic Party in Arizona. You should be aware of all this. Nobody goes into this kind of depth normally. But there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. Just because Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments doesn't mean he can't find a sneaky way to reinstate it. And Lindsey Graham has ratted on allies so often, gone back and forth, supports McCain, supports Trump, against Trump, for Moscow Mitch, now attacks Moscow Mitch, for Trump, against Trump. He's a quisling. You have no idea what he's going to do. And he's on the Judiciary Committee. The right wing is attacking Biden, of course, for promising to put an African-American woman on the court, even though there's never been one, and even though Ronald Reagan in 1980 promised to put a woman on the court because his party was seen as in trouble for women. They were opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment. Women got together, Reagan said, you got to do something. And he did it, and everybody saw, that's great. Now Biden is making a principled decision to put a very qualified person on this court, and who knows what's going to happen in the Senate. Stay tuned. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Waving me goodbye with her emotion drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old. Inflammation.